Hey, what's going on, family? Welcome back to Buns World Podcast. Listen, I can't tell you how excited I am to be back. I really hope you tuned in to the last episode that I dropped. I took a break slash hiatus. You know, it explains why I've been going, you know, what I've been doing. But I'm just happy to be back, you know. I really miss you guys. I really miss providing content. And this is definitely something that I really enjoy doing. So I want to get right into this episode. I can't take on everyone's problem. That's just something I can't do. You know, I have enough going on myself. And to take on your load and to, you know, deal with what you got going on after I'm dealing with my mess, I can't do it. I can't do it. That's way too much stress when you think about it. But the caring person that I am, I listen. You know, I give advice. But at the end of the day, it's really hurting myself. I'm the only one hurting. Because once I fix your mess, if I fix your mess, then everything goes back to normal. But I'm still dealing with what I got going on. So I can't take on your problem. I'm gonna be honest with you. Does that make me a bad person? Because I can't. Or am I saving myself from something that I really didn't ask for? Think about that. Think about if you really takes on someone else's problem. Do you? Now, it might not be willingly, but you got to understand who you're dealing with. Now, these type of things come from all types of people. You know, let's say it's a family member. Possibly your spouse. Maybe even a friend. Now, because it might be these people, do you still take on that problem? Or do you draw the line? Because your mental health comes first. I'm going through enough. I've been going through enough. And until I get myself together, I won't stop going through it all. But you projecting your issues, your problems, and everything you have going on me? No. I won't allow myself to do it. And I can't believe I have for this long. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Well, that's insensitive. You know, at least you can be there for that person. Listen, I can be there. But once your problem becomes my problem and I feel like I'm going through this with you, then that's an issue. I want to know how you feel about this. I'm going to leave a Q&A. Is it wrong to take on someone else's problem, or should you just be there from afar? I want to know. I want you to give me your feedback. Am I wrong for feeling that way? Have you ever, you know, dealt with someone else's problem knowing you got too much to deal with? Or do you just say, hey, are you that person that just says, you know what? Hey, I'm not going to deal with it, because if I do deal with it, not only I might lose a person that I really care about, I might lose my mind. So I want y'all to really just tell me what you think, man, because, man, I don't know anybody who's not stressed. I mean, don't get me wrong. I don't know a lot of people who stress. I know enough, but, you know, it just dawned on me that I know a lot of people that go through these things, and I have before. And then you get consumed in someone else's issue when it has really nothing to do with you. Now, I'm not talking to nobody specifically. I said I used to. But I just feel like that's something that you have to nip in the bud. Whether or not, you know, you care about that person, it definitely, it might hurt. See, that's the thing. We don't like to hurt feelings, you know. We're caring people. I would hope that you guys are caring. We don't like to do that. So we tend to take on these things because we fear that, you know, we might lose someone that we love and we might hurt someone's feelings. But you got to understand, that person might not be thinking about your feelings when they put all that on you, you know. They might not, because they feel like, you know, well, they always been there, so they're going to keep being there. I'm not saying don't. Let me get that straight right now. I'm not saying don't be there, but don't put too much on you, because you have to put yourself first. Now, I would think that I'm, you know, being quite honest when I say that. You really have to put yourself first. But a lot of times we don't. And we end up way more stressed than we need to be. And we deal with way more stuff than we need to. I'm speaking from experience, y'all. You know? I cannot take on your problems when I'm dealing with my own. I can't. That's just something that I didn't sign up for. And call me what you want. I get it. I understand, you know. But before you call me that, ask yourself, have you been that person before? Or do you know someone? Now, if you can answer that and say, you know what, that's never been me, hey, I get it. All right. That's perfect. But if you're not ashamed to say, I have been that person, then let's talk about it. I really want to talk about it. And that's the discussion I definitely want to bring up to y'all, those who are listening. You know, do you carry a lot? Do you carry your friend's baggage? But because that is your friend, do you just disregard how that's going to make you feel at the end of the day? So I want y'all to tap in with me. Again, this is my first episode back, y'all. Man, listen, I'm getting the ball rolling early, okay? Appreciate you guys for listening. I will be back very soon with another episode, sooner than you think. So ask yourself that. If you don't take anything else from this episode, put yourself first. Don't put too much on you. And be honest with yourself and be honest with that person. As always, peace and love. Thank you for listening to Bonds World Podcast. Till next time.